I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 952, Believe the Best. Yesterday's episode began with a conversation about how to have a conversation that is genuine and loving. It's based off a book by Heather Holman titled The Six Conversations, subtitle Pathways to Connecting in an Age of Isolation and Incivility. Just the title itself tells you how badly we need this work in our world today. There are four mindsets that she talks about. Yesterday, we looked at the first one. If you want to have a loving conversation, be curious. You might go back and listen if you missed that one. Today, let me give you the second one, along with my spin on it. This podcast, as you know, is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us that we ought to be focusing on two primary commandments, the greatest, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. It's been called positive regard. It's all about believing the best about another person, giving them the benefit of the doubt. If someone doesn't think you're trying to do that, if in fact they believe that you are just being suspicious and critical and skeptical and doubting what they say, you can kiss loving conversation goodbye, and for good reason. Carl Rogers believed the best way to help people is first accept them just as they are, without trying to change them, judge them, or shame them. Now, I confess that's a hard one for me, because I'm naturally a suspicious person. Yet it's true. Until the other person feels safe and understood and cared for, whether I agree with them or not, they're just not going to feel loved by me. Now, this is not about being naive or gullible, but it's simply about starting with believing the best, not the worst, about someone else's motives, or their actions, or their decisions. Paul told the Philippians, "In whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others too." Now, it's easy to assume the worst, to say things like, "I know why you did that," or "I know why you said that." But the truth is, we really don't. We don't live inside their head. So the loving thing to do is to say tentatively, "I need some help. I'm having trouble understanding what led you to do X, Y, or Z. Can you help me understand that?" And then just be quiet and listen and try to believe the best. And watch as a more loving conversation begins to emerge. Here's the great question. Who is the one person in your life that is the hardest for you to believe the best about him or her? And will you commit that to the Lord and ask God what's going on? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Lord, I thank you for your grace toward me. There are times when I'm selfish and self-seeking, putting my own desires before others. God, I ask that you help me to be considerate and aware of the times that my choices affect other people. Lord, help my life to be a testimony to your goodness. Teach me to interact with others in a way that would draw them back to you. Bring your conviction when I'm off course and need to change how I treat others. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 953. And in the meantime, John Maxwell wrote, "Everyone wants his or her life to matter. Everyone wants to feel significant. That's why what author George M. Adams said many years ago is so important. There are high spots in all of our lives, and most of them have come through encouragement from someone else. When you believe the best in people and then communicate that belief, you set them up for success. My friend, you have value, and you have potential to offer that value to others. I believe it. Do you?" And then Stephanie Reck wrote, "We all have people in our lives who have let us down or hurt us in some manner. Our flesh may want to seek revenge, stay angry, or even keep unforgiveness in our hearts for the ones who have inflicted pain. Believing the worst in others entails not believing that someone can truly change. Or we remember their past behavior instead of what God may be trying to do in their lives." Podcast family, yesterday I asked you to be curious. Today I'm asking you to walk through this day trying to believe the best. Go for it.